You have to try to give a little bit of an introduction in terms of what constitutes Basar and Halacha. Now I talk about the second half of the field. That's what constitutes Cholav and Halacha. So yesterday, everybody agreed to the combination of the two and not have a problem, so now we have to understand what exactly is the Torah's definition of Cholav. The Gemara tells us in the second Sulim, we have a Drasha, Kasavash, and Biba Cholavino. The Gemara says that Cholavino comes to exclude something. What's not considered to be Cholavino? The Gemara speaks about what's called Nei Cholav. So what in the world is Nei Cholav? But the simple shot of Nechalav means like this. And you remember from, what was her name? Little Miss Muffet, right? So she sat in the tuffle with her curved weight. So basically, for those of us who are not familiar with the fact that you take a cup of milk and you leave it out for a long time, so in theory what's supposed to happen is that the milk is supposed to separate because it curds into the whey. So the curds is the solid part, which eventually can be turned into cheese, and the whey becomes the watery part. Now, you can try this with your own milk, but it's probably not going to work too well. Because our milks are prepared, homogenized, pasteurized, and all the different processes that happen to them to, again, I have no idea what any of these things mean, but that's what it says in the book. That if you try to do it, it's not going to work so well. But in a good old style milk, so the milk would separate into the solid part and the liquid part. So the simple shot of the Gemara is that the liquid part of the milk, after it's separated into the curds and the whey, so the whey, that's what it's going to make all of it. So as such, the Gemara says that Mirasha the Mechalav is Potner, so the Gemara is telling us in a tremendous Kiddush, that basically way, basically Mechalav is not specific to Mechalav and Halacha. So Tyson gets very nervous about this. Says he points out that if you take the Gemara literally, that Mechalav is not considered to be Mechalav, so then you have a very big problem, because the, one of the examples of the milk of food that appears in the Gemara in many places is Kusach. We're going to talk about the famous Kusach down the line. So Kusach was some kind of a yogurt dip or something. So the Gemara, in the beginning of the Rebbe HaTzachim, says that one of the ingredients that go into a kusach, the Gemara says that kusach is made up of a little bit of stale bread, a little bit of salt, a little bit of sour whey, the mechalav, and you mix this whole concoction together and you get this dish called kusach. So the Gemara is saying that kusach is milk. That's the classic example of milk dish in the Gemara. So it comes back and says, wait a second, there's mechalav of whey, it's not really milchik, so what the world, why in the world is kusach? Who is giving us the example of something that's milchik? So the Talmud says, of course, you have to say, so when the Gemara says that mechalav is not milchik, so that means it's not milchik from the Torah. It's not considered to be mechalav even in the Raisa. Presumably the reason is because it's changed already, it's not the real classic chalav, but the Rabbanim is not, but it's considered to be chalav, the Rabbanim is considered to be milchik. So all the Gemara that talk about kusach being a problem, we're all talking about on the level of the Rabbah. That's also a suggestion. So the Rosh, the Masechus Chulin, says that he thinks you don't necessarily have to give special test. Maybe he says it's wrong, but the Rosh says you don't really need those testers. Maybe there's a risk of what? Maybe there are two types of mechalav. What does this mean? So comes the Rosh and says that if you take a cup of milk and you just let it sit, you can separate it. So now it's going to separate from the curds in the way. So the solid part, which is going to become the cheese bar, that's for sure chalav derayis. That's no question of chalav derayis. Says the Rashi, thinks that even the mechalav, even the way that separates off the liquidy part, that's also considered to be chalav derayis. If you take that and put a hamburger in that would be bus, bishul bus for chalav derayis. What in the world does mechalav mean? Says the Rashi, the process of preparing cheese, what you do is you separate the curds in the way, and now you take the mechalav and you cook up the mechalav. To try to extract even within the mechalav when it separates naturally, but there's still a little bit of sour left inside it. So you try to get out that sour. You try to be try to squeeze out whatever you can out of this mechalav. It says the Rosh, after the process of bishul, after you went ahead and cooked up the mechalav, and now you have a really mamish, a watered down product, a garnish left to you. So says the Rosh, that's the mechalav ha'amul b'gemara. That's what the Gemara means. So if you just have regular what's called whey, again, we're not commenting whether this kind of corresponds to in terms of bottom day ingredients, but says the Rosh, if you have what the Chazal always called mechalav, so mechalav, like the ingredients in the kusav, so it could be that's chalav gavur min haTorah. It's only the second time around, it's only when once it was separated and then it was recooked, so it's so worn down to the point where we call it the mei mechalav. It's really, really watery stuff. It's so watery that it doesn't have any shachas in the original milk. So the Rosh says only al zeh nema, bashim mechalav is potter. So says the Rosh, once you give his hadara, that the two types of mechalot, and it's only the main mechalot that Chazal meant to say that was proper. So there's no need anymore for Tosfos. There's chiddush that kusav is also the rabbanon. Maybe the Gemara is talking about kusav is not about mechalot jaraisa, because that's talking about regular mechalot. And the Gemara in Kuhn that says that the Vashem is the proper, it's talking about the main mechalot. So every slice, when you take Tosfos shot, you take the Rosh shot, you have to explain where to go about kusav. You can't just walk away and say that mechalot is good, if mechalot is fine, if mechalot is a mukul, if mechalot is a kukul, if mechalot is a you have to be told to the beer that it's still also the Rabban, but you have to give the Russian beer, there's a difference between mechalot and countess and mechalot. This machlech is, I'm showing him, which appears in Shukhar, in Chabar Luth, this machlech is present in the Rush. So this machlech is very well be related to another machlech, which is shown him, also related to Mechalot, which comes up in Yerdeh, interestingly enough, doesn't come up in Yerdeh, but it's not Mechalot, comes up a little bit earlier in Yerdeh. So it's important to understand this half of Mechalot, because it touches on some other interesting things which are relevant to other parts of Yerdeh as well. There is a Gemara in Maseches of the Choras in Avon, where the Gemara raises the question, how can a person ever bring milk? Not in any milk of a discussion, because we have a klal in Halacha, called a Yotzim and an Aser Aser. Let's say we have a chazer, some milk that comes out of a chazer is tray, milk that comes out of a camel is tray, it's tray from the Torah, called a Yotzim and an Aser Aser. So the Gemara raises the Shaila, why don't we say that all milk in the world is tray? Kula is a Yotzim and a chayim. So now I need an animal when it's alive, so I'm not going to do a shonim. Why not? Let's use the meaning of animal that's alive, so maybe it's egg menachai, maybe it's muscle menachai, maybe it's Isra Seir, eating something which wasn't checked. So, the people showed him what exactly the Isra is. The Gemara presents the Havamina that we should trade from all milk of the world because of Yeltsin Menachai also. Yeltsin Menachai is also. So the Gemara says that's a really great Havamina. And the Gemara works with that a block to try to figure out what the end of that actually is. So far, at the end of the day, the Gemara says, it's not right. Havamina makes perfect sense. What can you do? There's a zeros across the medicine. What's a zeros across? So, what's the chodesh? Eretz Zavach Chalav Atashim. The Gemara says to you, I'm bringing you to Eretz Israel to eat all the trade books, to eat all the stuff you're not allowed to eat. Zavach Chalav Atashim, that would be such a terrible atashim. From your Baruch Shalom, so I'll call up on the fact that the Torah promises out there, Eretz Israel is Zavach Chalav Atashim, it's a Raya Bura Pi Alocha, that Chalav is Mokhid Israel. That's the Gemara's chodesh in the second of the Torah. So basically what the Gemara is telling us is that all Chalav in the world should have been trade. It should have all been Yeltsin Ben Asar. And the only reason why it's mutter is because it's a great Sakasav because it's a great Sakasav. So comes the Rush in the Sakas Kulan and told some one of the Rishonim, there was a big question in terms of Girsa, who is this Rishon? There was some of the Girsa, that's the Ramam, said, no Ramam, Mohel, Ramayam, no such Ramam. Some said the Ramban, there's no such Ramban, it says it anyway. Then I know some of the Girsa, Rabbeinu Eliezer, somebody said, so we'll call it the Yeshom. Somebody said the following unbelievable Kiddush, to catch this one, that since basically anything that comes out of an animal should have been traded because the ultimate answer, it's only exerts a cross with Eretz Havas Lava Zash to master it. So it comes to the Yeshon with the Rosh and says, anything that you can't apply this exerts a cross with Eretz Havas Lava Zash to, but it's not Nichol, this happened to exerts a cross, so then it's the Yisro Kai, that remains in the original Yisro, the initial Havan in the Yisro of the ultimate answer also. So it comes to the Yeshon and says, since we just got finished saying that Minhat Torah, May Cholov is not Cholov, so way mechalav is not dino kecholav. So if it's not dino kecholav and nukos bosu kecholav, guess what? It's not dino kecholav and the possible of eretz of kolav is not. The Torah says they're going to bring you a kashrut, they're going to bring you the eretz and give you the delicious kolav. So he didn't mean the delicious way. He meant the delicious gemina. He meant the delicious regular cup of milk. But once you separate the curse from the way, so then al zelone emar eretz of kolav is not. Okay, so it's not included in the hefter of kolav is not. So comes the Yeshomer and says, guess what? It's now also in the Torah, because the Yotzim and the Osir also. After the Yeshomer, people feel like what? So we thought that you could validate Kuba that Nechol was not considered to be Cholot. Yeah, it's not considered to be Cholot because it's considered to be Trey. So all ways is Trey. So all the everything is known. And it'll be everything. It's not all the most of 99% of the food in the world today has way in it. So you have to throw everything out. It's all Trey from the Torah because the Yotzim and the Osir. Okay. So we asked the border list. Yeah, well, it's nothing. Everything is covered in the world. Anyway, so. Comes the Rosh and says that it's a very nice Nazal Basil Lumbus, but he thinks that it's wrong. He calls to him in the Simcha, the other Bishonim, and says, no, the Lumbus is wrong. You know why the Lumbus is wrong? It's because the Lumbus and Basil B'chol was wrong. Namely, this halacha, the Gemara says that, Los Vashim Di B'chol of Imo, so Mechol of, whatever you have to define Mechol of, so that's not included in this Issa Minat Torah. It's not called Basil B'chol of the Raisa Mechol of. So why is that? How do Chazal see in this phrase, Los Vashim Di B'chol of Imo, so the Simcha says, the stomach Chazal said it as follows. Now, the chalav in for me is something that literally has to be the milk of this particular mother. So it has to be milk like it came out of the mother. It has to be like it was with the mishtana. Once the milk is already undergone these processes, it's already separated and occurred in the way, so the way is like, it's already been changed. It's already not in its emotion, yotze me'imo. So that's not considered to be a din of chalav imo. It comes to be a thing for just a lot of you to say that chalav doesn't have a shame chalav on it. A bother to shame chalav on it, as a din chalav and chalav to elah. It's a special tour in Hilchos Basar B'Cholav, and Hilchos Basar B'Cholav you need not just a shame chalav, but it has to be chalav imo. So what did the Yeshua propose? The Yeshua doesn't know. Says Kachi B'Cholav, and it's not considered to be chalav. So the Machlokes of the Yeshua and the Ben Simcha, how to understand the nature of the Zeres HaKos of Basar Ashtu B'Cholav imo. The Chazal say Pratman E'Cholav. So whereas the first opinion of the Rosh, the Yeshua doesn't seem to hold that it's not a shame chalav. Not only it's not a shem cholav, but it's possible cholav. But then they extrapolated that it's not a shem cholav, it's called Torah Kuva, which led them to this believe it or not, chumra that it's a trade. Tashem Kiyar Ben Simchus said, no, from the Hayyad Mami Yalom, that that's not what Chazal meant. That was Rosh Adim Chalavim, it was Tatlam Chalavim, that it is called cholav, it's called Torah Kuva. It's just that the Jerusha Kosov, that it's not included in the Yerusha, because it's not called cholav A'ev. Therefore, in other areas of Halacha, where cholav is necessary, So it's considered to be chalav, and therefore it's included in the head there of Eretz Zavas Chalav Dukas. That seems to be the machlokes between Rabbeinu Eliezer, the Bahalev, whoever that first day is, and Rabbeinu Simcha. Chalav who's right, who would be Machriyah, Machriyah is a Chalayah, who Rabbeinu Simcha is a 100% right. Because the Azariah from the famous Shigamara, that the litmus test that this machlokes is to be, look for other areas of halacha where chalav is important, and see is made chalav, bechlach, chalav, and other areas of halacha. It really helps the chalav play a role in halacha in terms of hechsher, in terms of tumas ochel. The difference is that if you have a dry piece of food, so it's not subject to kabbalah tumah unless it came into contact with something which is one of the official seven mashkins. One of the seven mashkins happens to be chalav. One of the definite prophets that chalav is considered to be a mashkin in halacha, but that's not the shame chalav. So the Gemara says, what's the din of mei chalav? Is mei chalav mashkin? So the Gemara says, yeah, what's the famous chulin? That mei chalav, even though it's not din of the chalav, and it was lost in the chalav. It is being a chalav, and it was hechsher, and it was from the sacklets. So it's been a symptom, 100% right. We see from the Gemara that it does have a din of chalav in Kol Terekula. It's just a din of chalav, and it's not considered to be chalav in terms of hilchos and hilchos vals of the chalav. So the first opinion is very difficult to understand. But I hope all of them have the answer of this discussion. There was an opinion in Rishon. There was some Rishon who maintained that mei chalav is not mish trade because it's yotzim ben hazar. According to that first opinion, they are forced to learn like the Rosh's definition of what constitutes a chalav, question like that, because the Gemara speaks about eating mechalav. The Gemara talks about eating a kusach. The Gemara talks and says, you're not eating a kusach. The only problem with kusach is kuchabavi, is chametz and mechalav, there's dry bread in it. But it's kosher to eat the rest of the year, so according to the first day in the Rosh, happens to eat it, if it has mechalav in it, all mechalav is by definition trade. So a chalav, the first day in the Rosh, held that mechalav, that chazal, excluded. Milchus Bas Mechalav wasn't talking about what we call whey. It wasn't talking about Mechalav. It was talking about Menechalav. It was talking about something that was so changed, but then it loses the Shem Chalav. Yeah, such an unbelievable, strange thing. It means the milk comes out of the animal, so then it can't be done. Once it's separated, it curds away. It's still considered to be mortar. That's the ingredient for Kusa. It's once you cook up the Mechalav, and now it's Menechalav, then guess what? Then it becomes trade. Then it becomes an issue of the Elsevier. Now, it's truly fine. And Zavran Mutter, called a place near there, and it had to never clear this way. I mean, it's Mutter, 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 and then all of a sudden it loses the Chalash Shem Cholav, and then it becomes trade. Very, very strange sheet to understand. So I hope find that first sheet in the Rosh that maintained that Mei Cholav is not a trade, but Al Korchach, that opinion held that was forced to this Rosh to say that the Mei Cholav that was excluded from Bosch Cholav. A Korach is considered to be only Mechalav, but Mechalav itself, just one way, is considered to be regular plain milk. How do we pass through Halacha and Mishnah? So it's not going to be that much of an Afkamino Dina, because Mechalav is Tosos, Mechalav is HaRosh, the Halacha is that you're not allowed to, the way you have to treat as milk, it's not a money, you have to treat regular plain old Mechalav as milk. According to Talmud, you have to treat his milchitz mid the Rabbanan. According to the Rosh, you have to treat his milchitz mid the Raisa. It's only considered to be milchitz mid the Rabbanan, or it's only considered to be included in the heter of Mei Cholav, only if it's been Dei Mei Cholav, only if it's been cooked over a few times over. So again, it will potentially have enough to mean it, what we mentioned yesterday, that the only time that there's a Mitzvah de Raisa, special Rosh Mecholav, we don't have the Mitzvah de Raisa. But no, it's Rosh Mecholav, we don't have all the other Yisroel instituted, only when you're dealing with Rosh Mecholav de Raisa. But Raisa Shekhanah calls the Rosh, as a possibility that we have to be conscious to the Rosh Hashita that this chapter of Mei Cholav, if this chapter of Mei Cholav, so it only applies, it happens to whatever you want to call it, only applies to Mei Cholav, it only applies to the recooked and redone and over and over and over again, then it only does it lose the shame, the possible shame of Cholav. I don't love up their eyes. So, Lamaisa for us, it's a lot of longness in terms of this. It's not going to make that much of a difference because Lamaisa, we have to assume that this is for sure Melchis, even in the right or in the Rabbana. The Bad Yeshulchan has an important aura.
Would something which has gone through a pasteurization or homogenization process and something which has been broken down to the point of, let's say, skim milk, which is, some people will joke that it's almost water.
I don't think that's going to follow. So you read all these things about milking and cheeses and everything, and what the city guy, you don't know too much about this. He speaks rather wild about this. He's not worried. He ran on the farm. He was into this. But so somebody told me that they had a video. There's a video about the whole milking and cheese making process and everything. So the guy is so excited. It's just like a 2-hour video, so what was he going to watch? So figured, okay, this is a great activity for Tishbuch in the afternoon when I had to watch the kids anyway. So figured, okay, this is it's not really learning because he was farmer Joe there. He wasn't really saying shiurim about the cheese. He taught me how to make cheese. I figured 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, the kids are driving me up the wall anyway. So we're all going to sit and watch the cows and make cheese. That was a Tishbuch afternoon activity. So the problem was, little did I know, that it was a musical video. So we had Farmer Joe with all the guests, with Betty, guests, whatever the names of the cows were. Everyone's walking around saying, I felt so inappropriate after 5 minutes of this stuff and sitting and watching the guys making cheese to old McDonald. I didn't sit right with me. So I never got to the end of it. I'm not sure how they did it. Wants to go, sure, I'm sure we can get a... But I learned Chulin first time, learning for Shechita. So again, also we don't know any of these things, we're going to get all the animals next. So finally decided, maybe we should watch a video about the Shechita, so we done that from the fourth floor, we have a video of the... So we found a Shechita video. So we were sitting and watching on a Friday morning, and you can't, it was like a long 2-3 hour video, shoots and trailers and everything. And God bore us, and of course, we bought some popcorn, we had a whole bunch of guys sitting there moving that movie morning. Anyway, we're getting back to this story. I don't know, I'm not sure what's in the season. It's not going to make much of a difference anyway, because on ice, it's cold. Even with their ice, a little bit of so it's not going to make much of a difference. But the Bada Shukla is an important aura about this whole discussion that we're having in terms of the color that. According to everybody, there is something that's Mechala. In theory, there is something that is Mechala that somehow is different than the Torah. It says about the Shulchan, it's something that only means after it's already been separated. Why is it the following? Let's say you have a cup of milk in front of you, and we all know the Matthias and Baron is that within the cup of milk, it occurs in weight. So if that law is that Mechala is not really Mechala, so why don't we say that you think you have 10 ounces of milk in front of you? No, if you did, you really only have, I don't know what the ratio is, you only have 6 ounces of milk, because 4 out of those ounces are really, if you would separate it, so 4 out of those ounces would be weighing, 8 out of them, whatever it is. So says about the Shulchan, we don't find that in Halacha. Nobody makes such a chesed that when you have a cup of milk, so that totally only has to be the shire to maybe the connected occurrence of the milk. He says, otherwise you would find strange dinners in the Tarobas, we'll get to hopefully down the line. But the dinners, let's say you have a little bit of milk formed with a pot of meat, and you're not sure whether you have shishim or not. So the din is that the shah of the raisa, so something that raisa is going to go the chumra. So we don't find that anybody should make a cheshbon and say no. So if you can ask the milk expert, and they'll tell you that in the cup of milk that's fell in, so it's only a 10% of occurrence in the rest of his way. So maybe enough in the shah to negate the way in the Torah. So Tashim said, well, it's a lot of them. Why is that? So you have to say the kakik uchadal, the kozman that it's one unit, kozman that's one mechubiyachad, so you don't make that cheshbon. You don't say that the way blood is not considered to be milk. In the whole discussion of the Gemara, the Rishon, the Shulchan Aruch about Meichel and Meichel, that's only after the fast. After it's already been separated, then it can be down in the Meichel of the Fiyat. No, but to be down in the Meichel of Kol Zman, that's Mechubah to the Cholah, so the Rabbi Shulchan says, we've never heard anybody make such a judgment. So some of the answer is that that was part of this session out there, this Halach Moshe Messina, whatever it was, that fought in the Meichel of, so it was Kach Kibbul, that it was only Kol Zman that's already separated, but Kol Zman, that's Mechubah, it's still being a Meichel of Zomar, even on the level of their answer. Someone wanted to bring a gimmick to this because Shabbos is not the only Shabbos is dead. So there's a whole discussion. We might give you a day as well. There's a whole discussion in the Shabbos about the malacha of the kovel, about drawing blood. The use of pouring blood, it could be very shalom, is in this of the kilos of Shabbos, the Adam or Nefesh. The Gemara says in either that only red, Mar Adam is considered to be blood. Maybe one can argue that if you have a test of the blood in front of you, so only the red part, only red blood cells are considered to be the Tilos Peshama, whereas the white blood cells, the plasma, that's not considered to be the Tilos Peshama. That would be a tremendous Kiddush. That would mean that let's say you want to draw blood, and you don't want the red blood cells. Many of the blood tests that are done for the purposes of testing the plasma, the white blood cell count. So you don't give up the red blood cells. And maybe drawing blood could be a Kenzana from Roxanne to the Lufa, because I'm not interested in the red part of the blood. I'm interested in the white part of the blood. The white part of the blood is not the blood. The Sun tells me about a dinion for Moses Prosper, and they say that's not true. That when you say that the red, that's after the fact, when you see you would separate the red from the white, so then you can argue the white is not blood. But when it's dots on the Gufa Adam, so it's one unit. The Torah wasn't given to the microbiologist to say that half of it is down and the other half is not down. It's all considered to be down, and the marshal is given in this Cholov story. That when the milk comes down the animal, so you don't say, oh, you have 75% of cholov and 25% of echolov. That cheshbon only kicks in after it's already been separated. Get back to the story. So we have this din that appears in that echolov is considered to be excluded on some level, at least on a level of their eyes in some case, from having an official status of bas kachala. The Gemara then goes on and talks about another type of a quote unquote milk, which is also excluded from bas kachala, and that's chalav zachar. And the Gemara says, Ravash, the chalav zachar is potter. So the question is, what exactly is this chalav zachar? What are we talking about? So the pasuk shot is that we're talking about a male, not a male person, we're talking about a male animal. So if there's some chance that a male animal has as an hormone, they're a little bit finished and it's producing milk, so that's not considered after the halacha to be bosa b'chalav. The first says, "Los lashu be b'chalav imo." So again, it doesn't have to literally be the egg. It's got to be because we're right at that. It has to be in the parasha being an egg. The chalav zocher is not considered to be chalav. So there is a machlokes as a poskim. That statement, that chalav zocher, we see this where you would have some of it, that's not considered to be chalav. What exactly does that mean? So the simple reading of the Ramah, the beginning of the Zayin, is that Chol Zohar is not Chol HaBechlal. And Mamish doesn't have a shame Chol of Ki Huzet. Mamish, Mufta Lagamre, that's not the Torah, never considered that to be Chol of whatsoever. And the Shach has problems with that. The Shach says that he's not so sure that's true. He says he thinks that what the Ramah really meant to do, and say that when the Ramah sounds like Mamish not Chol of at all. So the Shach says, no, he probably just means that it's not Chol of one of their eyes, but the stomach is the Ramah, and how can it be Chol of? Why? The Shach says that there are so many other things that were the buy from this possible. So Gemara says this teaches us that may cholav is not cholav. We'll get to a little bit later, hopefully, about cholav shchutas. If the milk comes out after the animal's shechter, that's also not going to be cholav. So there are so many drushes that come in this phrase, cholav imo, fought with this, that, and the other thing. So the Shach says that each one of the above is an issa b'rabbanan. That cholav shchutas is also in the b'rabbanan, and may cholav, the further kind is also in the b'rabbanan. So my high man is that the cholav zach is going to be mutter with Amrei. So the Shach has a problem with the Shach. That's the reason this Ramah says. Well, what's the Pashup Shad of the Ramah? What the Ramah does seem to say that Chalav Zohar he never even instituted an instance of the Ramah, the Ramah, the Ramah, the Ramah, even the Chachimah, we didn't even have it. So comes the Birad Rah, we'll throw back to the Lumbus that we said before, comes the Birad Rah and says, no, he says there's a very big difference between Nechalav and Chalav Zohar. Nechalav Pashup Shad of the Ramah, they made an instance of the Ramah, whereas Chalav Zohar, they never even made an instance of the Ramah. Why is that? Says the Gron, in three words, because you have to read the Lumbus of the Gron, that's what he's the passage that he's saying. Says the Gron as follows. That if you remember back to what we said before, that Machlokes have shown him what's the nature of the din that Mechola is not the Chalav Bosco Chalav Derayis. Machlokes to Derayis Mirash, is it because it doesn't have a shame Chalav of Yahweh, the Chalav Derayis is not called Chalav, or is it exerts a Chalav that it's not called Chalav Ha'ev? So we pass him Allah for the second. We pass that it has a shame Chalav on it, it's called Derayis and but it's not considered to be chalav imo. It's a special business because of it's a special pride. It's not a din klol that a pride called chalav. It's a din trophy and uchim bosom b'chalav. But of course, a fluke. The Torah says it's not considered to be duty of the chalav aim because it's shame since it came out of the mother's body. So says that there, well, whenever you have something which has a shame chalav on it in chalav derech kula, which is a quirk and uchim bosom b'chalav, and it happens not to be included in the Yisr. So it's a chabim through in Israel. The chabim said that the rabbanim was going to declare that it's also it is called cholov. In Lashon HaKlal, it is called cholov. L-O-I, it's missing one of the details, one of the requirements of hukhas bosom cholov. So the rabbanim is going to be also. But whenever it's a din cholov derekula, it's not called cholov. So this is no one is just up here looking. No, it's not called. No, finished. Right, you wash many other nikkur cholov zochah. What happens? This is not doesn't have a shame cholov altogether. It says the grod nik cholov has a shame cholov. It's just not called cholov aim. Because cholov zochah doesn't even have a shame cholov altogether. What's the raya? I was like a fancy wonder. What's the raya? What's going to be the witness test? What's going to prove to us beyond the shadow of a doubt the grod, right? So the grod says it's fair shadin. Because where Mech Cholov is Makshir and Ilkhus Tumba, Cholov Zohar is not Makshir, whatever it is, that says that Cholov Zohar is not dealing with the Cholov and Cholov Terakula. So if it's not dealing with the Cholov and the Cholov Terakula, so then it makes perfect sense that they never made a mess of the Rabbanan on it. It's nothing, it's not Mishdir, it's Parva and Rabbanan, it's Parva, with the Rabbanan. So that's Chilof, that important barometer that we used earlier this year in terms of Hechsher's right. That's going to look at Tuba. Who would have ever thought that's going to be the Kedayim Yodet? That's the answer. The answer is the Rabbanan Yodet Tezayim, so you have to know the Mishnayim and Nashivim, otherwise you can't read Tezayim. So Baruch Hashem, the Gerov knew the Mishnayim and Nashivim, because some of us, myself, we don't know the Mishnayim and Nashivim, but he's saving us the effort. So the Gerov says that's the Kedayim, that if it's has a shame, Cholov, and look at Tuba, Tara, so then it's also the Rabbanan and look at Moshe Cholov. If it doesn't even have a shame, Cholov, and look at Tuba, Tara, then it's not going to be also the Rabbanan. So this is said to the ground, this child, the Ramon, makes such beautiful, Spanish fits like a glove. It's a small technical problem that's pointed out in the Ha'aras and the Sefer Yisra Hetar. I think maybe we'll put this Ha'ar on the Mount of Kamos. We'll get your hands on Yisra Hetar. So the Yisra Hetar is a critical Sefer in the day, as we'll see. One of the ones that I rattled off yesterday, I'm beginning to share, that we had to tonight have. So the Yisra Hetar Ha'aras, it's a little bit of a misnomer, because the Sefer is only about that big. But I can't imagine what the culture looked like. But the Yisra Hetar, besides being a classic safety, it's quoted by the Ramon every other one in the day. So yeah, there are some fascinating notes in the bottom also by one of the later Mishabim, which is there as well, it's cool. So he has an interesting ha'ara from this whole super letter that we're suggesting. And he says that, wait a second, we just may have been in violation of overkill. Because if we're saying that Cholav Zohar doesn't have the status of Cholav Chlal in Cholav Terakula, who's Kasha we stuck with? Where we stuck with? We stuck with the Yeshom and the Rosh. Remember the Yeshom and the Rosh said that Mechol is straight. He's not being boss of the Chol. Mechol is not straight. So Mechol is not straight. The only way to reject that Svara was to set up a Beit HaSimcha. But no, that Mechol does have a Shem Chol in Cholav Terakula. So it's included in the Heter and the Gzeres HaKrasim of Svarat Chol HaVash. It's just that it's a tour and it was boss of the Chol. So comes the Zezor and asks, wait a second, that's the more fine and dandy than Mechol. When you're dealing with Cholav Zohar, so the whole Mahalath that was saying that Cholav Zohar is mamish nothing, Cholav Zohar is mamish to mamish away, it doesn't have a shame Cholav at all, so now you really have to creep. Next time you want to have a delicious cup of Nei Cholav, of Cholav Zohar, so the Cholav Zohar is taken in a Torah, because there's an Isser Yaraisa on it, Isser Yaraisa is Yotzer Yaraisa, and there's no Hefer whatsoever. the whole heter drink ever to drink milk was that possible of Zabal Kalabagash. The whole heter to drink Mechalov was to say that Mechalov is Dino Kechalov in Kalatar Kulas, what's included in the heter of Zabal Kalabagash. But once you take Cholav Zachar out of that realm, once you say that Cholav Zachar doesn't have a shame Cholav in Kalatar Kulas, so then the whole Dias Akash doesn't apply to it. So now you're mamish up the creek. So very, very pleasant Shana Lamaisa. How in the world could we be back there? This call of delicious call of Gachar happened to be how you talk it. It should be awesome in our Torah, and Ash Kikul Torah is right. So the Zerzov refers to a shot earlier in the day, which is an important shot. What do you mean, whether we're overly excited about the cash or not, doesn't really matter for us, but the Yisrael of the shot is very important. The shot says that, going back to that Machlokes, is in the Omer, in the Rebbeinu Simcha, about why is it that Mechal of the Lamaisa Mutra? Why according to the Yeshua with Tachar Asar, and according to Rabbeinu Simcha to Mutra? So Rabbeinu Simcha says, the reason why it's Mutra is because Mechal has a Shem Chalas, so therefore it's included in the Gzeh Sakasa of the Zanat Kalab Nashi. So the Shach has a following Ha'ara against the Yeshua. The Shach says, maybe you can give an entirely different reason why Mechal is not trading. In this Gzeh Sakasa of Erech Zanat Kalab Nashi, so both the Yeshua and Rabbeinu Simcha seem to be assuming that the Gzeh Sakasa is like this, that really milk should have been also healthy ultimate also. It fills in the fourth of the heretic categories of milk and also is also. Elamat is the Gzeres HaKosov that Cholav is Mutter. So the detailed Machlokes for Rosh and even the Rebbeinu Simcha, the first opinion was, is the Cholav included that Shem Cholav or not? But both Mishonim are working with the assumption you need a Gzeres HaKosov Cholav. If it's not Cholav, then it's trend. Finish, end of discussion. So says the Shach, no, maybe that's not the Shach. Maybe the Pshanami is in the Gzeres HaKosov of Erev Zavaz Cholav Vash is not saying that it should have been also, but it's a court of the Gzeres HaKosov of Mutter. Maybe the Gzeres HaKosov is telling me that you have to hold on to strong, that there is no Isser of Yotzim and Achai. You thought that there's an Isser of Yotzim and also Rasta. You thought that just as there's a being that milk that comes from a camel is trade, just as eggs that come from an ass is a trade, so you thought that milk that comes from a cow is also trade, because Yotzim and Achai is also. But Kamash Malam, the cult of Earth, the Rosh Chalav Adash, you got it wrong. There is no such thing as Yotzim and Achayim. That din of Yotzim and Achayim was never included in the Isser of Yotzim and Asur. Yotzim and Asur was only said by certain Isser, it was only said by Achaz, it was only said by Ophameh, it was only said by Shreifah perhaps, but it wasn't said by Chaz. Why that should be so, that's really all different reason. We'll leave that maybe for another time. But the Shach says that together the Zeres HaKosov of the Eretz of Aschalav Adash is fundamentally different from the way Rebbeinu Simcha and the first of the Rosh understood it. They both understood it that it's a Zeres HaKosov that whatever the Shem Chalav is Mutter, and then you have a book where you have details, Machlokes, is it called Chalav or not? It may Chalav or Chalav or not. It says the Shach, the whole thing is wrong. It's not at all what it means. That the Zeres HaKosov is that there is no such Isser on the book. There's no such thing as an Isser of Yotzim and Achai. Yotzim and Achai is Heter Gomor. So says the Zeh Gov, if that Shach is correct, so then Baruch Hashem will salvage the Chol Zohar. The Chol Zohar can be Mutter, even though it doesn't have a Shem Chol Zohar. Because the Zeh Sakrasa teaches us that the whole Hanukkah was wrong, the whole Havanim was wrong. There is no such thing as a Yotzim and Achai. So Chol Zohar, this is the first, this whole picture, these two strange vidim that appear in the Masechet Chulin, in terms of two things which are excluded from Bosom Chol HaRaisa, both Chol of, they're both made Chol of and Chol of Zohar, and they may very well be related to one another. Everyone who meets both these in the true, that Mechalav is Pater and Chalav Zachar is Pater, and both of these din appear the famous in Shulchanah, the Yim Tzim Pei Zayin, what the nature of the din of Mechalav is, so that's Mechalav of the Messias, between the Tzitz and the Rosh, whether it's Mechalav, whether it's Mechalav, whether it's also the Rabbana, whether it's what is in the Chachiva, which relates part of the whole picture to the sin from the others in the Shach, and to what the status of Mechalav is forgetting about being Bas Mechalav, is it Mutter Mechalav, which is also related to the second bit in the Gemara, which also appears in Shulchanah, this four Chalav Zohar, which the Ramah seems to say that it's Mamash Heter Gomer, and the only way to understand why this should be so that this is Mutter Gomer is based on this understanding of the Bir Agra, that there are differences, that some things that are done of a Shem Chalav altogether, and other things have a Shem Chalav, just that they are Muska from Bas Mechalav. And the litmus test is what I'm telling us, the only way to ever really know for sure whether something has a Shem Chalav or not, you have to go to Masechet Machshira. You have to take a look and see, is it Machshira? If it's Machshira, then it has a Shem Chalav. If it has a Shem Chalav, it's going to be awesome with the Rabbana. If it's not Machshira, then it doesn't have a Shem Chalav, then it's going to be even with the Rechachiva. So these two seemingly unrelated figures, the Chalav Zohar and the Mechalav, in effect, they'll become one and the same. It will what? Egg. Yeah, so the Gemara never asked the kasha about egg. The Rishonim are bothered with that kasha, so they come up with some suggestions that's what's bad also. Egg is also different. You mean, is there any Rishon that says the famous like the Shach? I don't remember. I don't know. The Shach himself says, Yod Yishlomer, he said, he quotes us a bit, etc. And then, this is Shach, I put the Shach one, right? You take that one?
According
to the Shach, though, the Shach is like the Shach, but not as the Shach, the Shach is talking about in terms of the Shach is talking about in terms of the
Muslim government. Right, I'm saying, but according to the
Those are interesting. Why? But I think the beer in the shop is to take a look. Things up there, the very top. The sugya of Kolos comes up in the beginning with the Bechoros. So one of the sugya shilos. No, that family finished the Bechoros. So one of the sugya said, "I get a few extras." So I thought it was perhaps the beer in the particular shop. Anyway, not now. The other thing that the Gemara also excludes from the chalav milk, things which look to us like milk, maybe biologically, it's typically chemically considered to be milk, and if you're dinner, not really considered to be milk. And that's what the Gemara speaks about chalav shchuta, chalav mesa, milk that comes out of the animal after the animal is already dead, that's not considered to be chalav b'daraisa. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's mutter l'gamrei, as you've already seen, it may very well be a problem with the Rabbanan, but we also extend the problem of the sugya to sugya chal, sugya tzadri. A whole complicated, very, very complicated sugya in the Gemara Shulchanot about the particular unique status of when you shaft an animal and you take the udder out, and now you have milk inside the udder, inside the chal, so what exactly is the status of that milk? But all those shilas of chal are only shilas with the Rabbanan, because Minatora, everything is mostly with Minatora, any milk that hasn't come out, Makai and Heba, is considered to be chal shchuta, and it's not considered to be a problem altogether. How do we Gemara know that chal shchuta is not a problem with Minatora? The mother says that it's a desert custom that most of us should be the cholav. You know, there aren't that many people from the show about the cholav. Everything's got to be counted in these 5 words. So, five words. Five times three, 15. She said more. The mother says cholav. You know, prat after the animal's dead already, so it can't be another anymore. So therefore, it's not considered to be chidum to cholav. You know, therefore cholav shchut to cholav is not considered to be cholav at least on a level of deraisa. So the Kinega, in his tradition, in Simon Pei Zion, in the bottom of the other day, Simon Pei Zion, he raises a fascinating Shaila, where he wants to know, I mean, the Naftimim of the Shaila is a little bit of a wild case, but he has an interesting lumbus behind the Shaila. The lumbus runs as follows. So when you look at the way the Gemara presents it, so it's a little bit, somewhat confusing. On the one hand, the Gemara speaks about Cholav Beis and Cholav Shuta being with the Rabbanan, that's the phrase the Gemara says, after any milk that comes out of death is not chalav in the Torah, but the marker for it is from the Deres HaKotov of Prat Lazo She'enu Uyel Yos Ein. It says in the Kinega, it's true that 99.9% of the time those two things go hand in hand, that animals that are alive, so theoretically are Uyel to be Yos Ein, animals that are dead are not Uyel Yos Ein. So 99% of the time it's going to be the same thing, you're not going to have much of an afternina. But he wants to know what is the din, what really is this Deres HaKotov. Is it really a din that Chazal misuses the phrase Chol Shchuta and Chol Beisa because that's shorter? I mean, the real din is animal she'enu u'yel yos ein, so its milk is not considered to be Chol Beisa. That's the real nature of the Zeres HaKosu, but that's such a long thing to say, 5 words. So Chazal said Chol Beisa, Chol Shchuta, so much simpler to say, but that's not really the nature of the din. The real nature of the din is an animal she'enu u'yel yos ein. Or no, that kach kibu Chazal, that the drasha was any really of fame, but the other that did is chol shchuta and chol beisa. So even though you may dig up a particular animal that may somehow by magic be able to become an animal even after death, It doesn't matter if it's after day, it's considered to be chalot teretz of chalshuka. It's also going to be part of the day. It's also going to be included in the day of lach b'chol teretz. That's the shaila that Rebbe wants to know. Just are we being minded halacha based on the way that the drasha is that that was drasha in the USA, or being minded halacha based on the lashon of Chazal that was used, namely chalot shchut or chalot meisa. So my nafkamina, so if you make a sense, what's the nafkamina? No, it's all about, whatever you can't do my nafkamina, so I'll do the good one. That's a kula. So what's that lachar? The Mishnah says in Masech Eschulin, that if you shecht an animal, and you open it up, and the baby's there, so the baby, so if the baby is dead inside, so uber mitzvah b'shchidus, you know that everybody agrees to. So the Mishnah, the machalik is not annoying, let's say the baby walked out alive as well. So is that Uber also used in the script as an A? So we passed it a yes. So this is the Torah, it is. Sometimes you can make it a bottom, but then come get a singer, hopefully. At some point we'll get down to, some will get to the Shkita, so it's not a little bit about the Kua. So the din is that at least on the level of the Allah, he says, oh, Ben Pekua doesn't really mean Shkita. Why is that? It's command the Shachar down, because once you shaft the mother, so the there's a concept of Sot the Heina or Sot the Heina, kosher with the Heina and Mita the Shkita for Ein, but the din is, you shafted the baby already. So they have a strange thing, where you have this cow walking around, which Afi Alokha is to Shkita down. It's not a shafted cow, Afi Din, Salawat, it could survive for many, many years. It could become a great, great grandmother. It could have a lot of children. So now you have a chanei of chapanah filin. Of course, if the nature of the din is that it's a function of chalof shchuta, so chalof shchuta is on the mitzvah rabbanon, so then maybe this is shchuta. If you say that the nature of the halacha is not, that it really depends on the lash of the din, because of chalof shchuta, so now you have a little bit of a problem. Because this, although it's a shchut, although it's a nice up, it is really to become an angel. So today is that short. It's not short within it. But the din, the hamdara, the din based on the lash of the drasha, the hamdara, the din, based on the lash of the chadala, which is chal of shchut and chal of mesa. Then it's really filled out another genre.
You want to suggest
like a three
animal?
No, I don't do that. That's without a posture, so that's still. Yeah, I'll be able to. Okay. It'll be cool. But Malvin has a piece on Malvin writes that in the early Pasha Zayera, that the reason why Avraham Avinu was able to serve Pleshis and Lilithix to the Malachim was because it wasn't really Pleshis, because it says, there's a Yast and Bakhon, so we made him in Bakhon, we made him in Safi Yitzhira. It wasn't really Basa, it wasn't made Teva Ha'olam, that wasn't considered to be Basa. And the Sunday Seder said, that was also made, an animal was made the Safi Yitzhira, so any milk that comes out of it was not considered to be kind of an animal made the Safi Yitzhira reproduced, they can't reproduce. I'm not sure. Let me put that together with the cheese video. You can watch the video on making the Ben Fakus, on making the Safi Yitzhira. Anyway, so getting back to the story, that's what you make a shayla. Then he throws out another shayla, says, what's the din of cholov of a treifa? We have an animal that's a treifa, so if that milk that comes out of a treifa, cholov of a cholov. Now, it's not going to be such a relevant shayla, because milk's a treifa. Cholov of a treifa, you're not allowed to drink. That's the whole problem. Such as in the game of Shabbat Kulin, he used to have this problem all the time, that they would have an animal, and the animal changed, and he was having rolled in, and they would milk the animal, and they would make cheese out of the animal, and they would shech the animal, and then we'd open them up, and punch, we got a hole in the lungs. But now it turns out that it's quite possible that it had the hole in the lungs less than months ago. So it could be that all the milk and all the cheese and everything that we make from it, the trace, so the milk was not drank already, but it could be had cheese around for months. So maybe you have to smell all the cheese because it's all made from the chalof treifa. So it tells us there's a whole discussion. From that post, from the beginning of Tevachulim, it tells us to develop some of the clothes, some of the chazapa. Means you have a right to rely on the chazapa that the animal wasn't the treifa when it was born. It tells you something about a chazapa from the time of the shaita, that the farm, you didn't know what's the treifa, it's fake, isn't it? I heard you had built a town in terms of something called with chazapas and snakes naked, considering that child. But the mice, the chalav that comes from the treifa is a problem. So it's a problem in terms of the chalav of siros of being treifa, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's potentially bust the chalav, because if you bust the chalav, it's not shmachalav, but the chalav means you talk about eastern visuals, and I don't know, etc. So what's the difference? This chalav that comes from the treifa, what happens if you use it in our kitchens? It cannot be subject to bust the chalav, not, so maybe it throws out the shadow. he says that, well, can it claim to be a leather? Can it not be a leather? So he quotes him. My Makamos is a seasonal for an animal that's already he's in a trade, so kind of physically give birth. So he tilts, so maybe it's not called the Uyuli Osei, so maybe oh, that's what he said before. Maybe in a Hanabi, you hold that that's an example of a trade. So, Nikla Ha'ein, so that was Makhoy Bisakanoi, no? Nikla Ha'ein was on a mission to Hezra. An animal, if you remove the uterus of an animal, does that make it a trade? So, wasn't that Makhoy Bisakanoi? And the Akiva, that was not the famous story, Hoch Kamoch Atakon? Right, right, that the Tubisikhil Ophir was made, that all the animals could come out of Alexandria without Nikla Ha'ein. So, I don't know, we have to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that now. So the Kivayi says, what's with them? So we start cooking as a trade, your lettuce, not your lettuce, etc. So, Chora, it's a little bit of a pillar of Kivayi, because it spots out his piece talking about Bepakua. Then he switches sides to Treyfa, and he doesn't make the Ha'ara that the Shaila of Treyfa is probably the flip side Shaila of the Shaila of Bepakua. Namely, whereas Bepakua is an example of an animal that if he bin is dead, it's Abdin, Abdin is the Shachar Dabi, but it still could potentially have babies. Whereas Treyfa is probably an example of something which Abidin is not really considered to be dead, but it may be able to have babies. It may not be able to have babies. So the Chara, it's not a Shechut Sa'ach Adam. Whatever you hold in the first case, you have to be out in the second case. And the Gemara doesn't present it that way. He presents two independent Shas. The Gemara sort of not think that this makes the Sa'ara. But the Gemara presents it like two independent Shas. It's a pretty interesting, fascinating, trivia questions to do with Bosma Cholov. Is Cholov Treyfa a problem? And it couples it out because your lettuce, not your lettuce. And then it's Cholov Bepakua problem. The Chara, it's the same Shas, just put side. But if you're Machin one, then presumably you would have to be making one or the other. There's another example of something which is excluded from Bas Mecholov, the Shulam along with Deraisa, and that's Cholov of an Adam, Cholov of an Isha, or the milk that comes out of a woman's body, is not considered to be Bas Mecholov. The Shulam along with Deraisa. Even though it's not Bas Mecholov Deraisa, the Rashba writes that we have to be concerned with Marasayim. So he says we should treat it with the Rabbanon, the Shulam Marasayim, we should treat it as being potentially Bas Mecholov. But then the Rashba says, because it's only an issue of Marasayim, so it's only when it's really the end, and we shouldn't sit down and have a cup of Cholav Isha together with a hamburger. That would be a real Marasai. But says the Rashba, let's say a little bit of Cholav Isha fell into a pot of chop or something, so what kind of Marasai is that? No one sees. You look at the shul, you can't see the Cholav Isha. So even though it doesn't, it's not technically vote for the Shisha, so he says all the shul of Shisha, all the chumras of so it doesn't think it's going to be a problem. It's only in the end, it's I think Haroves, so he thinks that the whole Marasai really shouldn't apply. So this is, of course, is relevant to Tainsa, so we try the Chachina, when you have, when a woman is nursing, so sometimes she extracts milk in the bottle, sometimes she has equipment which is only being exposed to Cholav Isha. So technically speaking, it's not really milk. If it's not milk, it's the woman's something's not milk, it's to the extent that something goops up. Something gets milk. If you wash out the bottle and the flesh should sing or something, we're not going to trace up anything because Cholav Isha technically is not really going to be Cholav. But if possible, so once you try Mishim Marasai, once you try not to have the Mamish together, not to have it together with me, whenever one is able to try to separate between the two. But for me, it's not really considered to be a problem. Here's another type of Cholav that the folks can talk about, which is a little bit of a joke, a little bit of a borrowed phrase, and that's what the famous discussion in the Ramar, the end of Simon Tei Zion, about the Cholav Shkedim, about the almond milk. So the almond milk is not really milk, of course, it's really Tresca Shkedim, and you get this white stuff out, it looks like milk. You want to call it almond milk, you want to call it coconut milk, whatever you want to call it, it's something which is clearly has nothing to do at all chemically with milk, but it looks a little bit like milk. So what's that lock up? So should there be any problem whatsoever in the milk of the Bosma Cholov? Obviously, the Natera, this is a ludicrous discussion. Maybe with the Rabbanim there should be a problem. Why should anyone make up some of this at the Rabbanim? They're not usually in the business of making up the Rabbanim. So the Marshal said that we don't have to make up the system. This is already here. So the Rabbanim said it's Krisus. The Rabbanim is not talking about Cholov. We're talking about Dam. The Malach is that, of course, one is not permitted to eat Dam, the Natera. But the Rabbanim says that Dam Bagim is technically could be mutter. Fish blood is considered to be mutter in the Torah. And then the Gemara says that not only is fish blood mutter in the Torah, but it's really mutter in the Rabbanim also. The other thing is, there's a potential problem of Marasayim. I'm going to see if you're drinking a cup of fish blood, so I'm going to think you're drinking a cup of an animal blood. So therefore, the Rabbanim, they said you shouldn't do it after Al-Tamarasayim. So the Gemara says in Krisa, so there's no problem with Marasayim, you can circumvent that problem if you make it so clear as day that it's fish blood, and then no one's going to suspect it being animal blood. So what do you do? So it might be the delicious recipe. The Gemara says take some of the scales off the fish, that's calcium, and put it into the blood. So to drink the blood of fish just down in the cup by itself, that's a shtickle marasayim. But if anyone's going to see you drinking the blood with the scales in it, so they're able to survive not getting sick from looking at this, describing it, so then the Gemara says that it's okay. So then even if the Rabbanan, there's no problem of marasayim. That's a very good word of Sanskrit. So something like Chazal says, what are you seeing here? You see from here that Chazal was concerned with marasayim. Okay. You see that they made a gazette to their mother, they applied the principle of marasayim. You shouldn't drink the fish blood without making something out of a hecker, because people are going to confuse it with animal blood. So it says the Maharshal, he thinks that we should carry over the same thing to the Chol HaShkedim. If you want to have a cup of Chol HaShkedim together with your hamburger, he says that's a very big Maharshal. It looks white, it's like milk a little bit. People are going to think you're eating both the Chol. So what should you do? You should make some kind of a hecker, you should make some kind of a clear demarcation that this is Chol HaShkedim. What's an example? He says, leave some of the shaving there. We take some of the shaving and put it on the plate, put it there in such a way that everyone who looks at it and realizes, oh yeah, this milk is not real milk, this came from the almonds. So that's what the Mashal's dinion was for the trespassing. Yeah, that's a further shot. That's a further machlokes. Is there anything that is mister of Marasayim? Is there a Marasayim only in Achimo or even on Bishwals? Machlokes of Ash from others, machlokes of Shach. Is there even Shach? Even the Shach claims that there's no such thing as Marasayim in Bishwals. Bishwals was never included in Marasayim. Oh, we're going to get to that. We'll see in a second. I think if it wasn't Bishwals, not Bishwals. We'll see in a second. But the Marashal was talking about eating. That was the case of the Marashal. Right? You shouldn't sit down and drink your Chol HaShkedim together with your hamburger because of the Marashal, and the Gemara was concerned with about the Kaskasim. So there are more quotes with the Marashal. He's related to the Marashal. So he says, he thinks that his dinyan is incorrect. Why? He says the Bishlam in the case of the Dam Dagin. So it's going to turn out that you're doing a terrible, terrible idea. People are going to think that you're eating dam behema, dam hemzach, it's a kores, it's dam nefesh, it's a lav, it's a potential marasayim v'derais, mashenkin over here. So what's going to happen? So people are going to think that you're eating your hamburger together with your cup of real milk. The big spritz says that I'm going to throw up, so people will think that you're eating both of the cholok together, not both of the cholok derais, the original case of the Mashal Asa, the Asa eat the chicken together with the Chol HaShkedim. Also, the chicken is sure not their rice. If it's not their official, it's not going to be their rice. If the odds of it being possible, Chol of their rice, so it's very, very difficult to create real possible Chol of their rice. So it says, the illness is only their money anyway, so there's nothing to be concerned about. That's what the Ramah says. Again, the Mashal extended that Marasayim to the one of the preachers. From down to Chol, and the Ramah says, no, yesh to Chol, that's the rise of the Ramah. The question is the Ramah correct? The Ramah just seems to lack a vest there in Marasayim and the Ramah of the Rabbanans. So Shach says, wait a second, that's a very problematic statement. The Ramah sounds like you're saying, at face value, we're not so concerned with Marasayim by the Rabbanans. So the Shach brings out Kepa and the Moras, now Shach, that no, you see, the Chazal were concerned with Marasayim, even by Yisum the Rabbanan. You can take that with the Moras, and the Moras, and the Shabbos, where Shabbos talks about that. But you have to be careful that they shouldn't have a bell on a cow and Shabbos, because people are going to hear the bell ringing and they're going to think you're taking the cow out to the marketplace to serve the shop. So it's going to the marketplace and Shabbos, so it's not something, it's only Mr. Darabon and Mecca Chanemker anyway. And you see, the Alpha Bechem, Chazal, we're considering the Marazai. So the shop says that Ramah is very difficult to understand. So, Taka, what is the Shabbos of Ramah? What is Ramah mean when he said there's no Marazai of Darabon? Everything's looked at by Darabon. So into the Zayin, there's a long piece for the Nachas Tzvi. Nachas Tzvi was written by the Mechaber of his Kachuva. Whatever he wants to be modest anymore, so he puts it on the column. So the Nachas Tzvi suggests that if you look carefully at the Ramah, it thinks that the Shach misunderstood what the Ramah meant. But the Ramah never meant to say that it's totally Mutar Gamrei, but the Ramah there's no fear of Marasayim whatsoever. We know from the Gemara Mesech Tzubis, the Gemara Mesech Shabbos, that there are two kinds of Marasayim. There's Marasayim where there's really going to be a fear, then there's Marasayim Mechad Echadorim. the Gemara has a phrase in the Masechta Shabbos, a kol mashos of a kol mishumar zayin, a fil b'chadei chadar masa. That even the privacy of your own home, i.e. when there's nobody around, after b'chadei, there was still a bach, and you should do whatever, in the case of hanging up the laundry, capsules to hang up the laundry and shabbos, even in over your shower, even though no one's going to see you. It's kol mashos of a kol mishumar zayin, a fil b'chadei chadar masa. So the Nachos three claims, that's what I'm going to that chumra, gabi chumra, not only is marasayin, also in a place where it's mamash marasayin, but even in a place where it's going to be chadi chadar, when no one's really going to see you, so that additional chumra was only said by the rice and not by the rabban. So yeah, the sugi and subas like that. The person is subas and the rabsayin and says that yourself. She said, that's only a moment. So what would that mean for myself? So it says that the chumra, what would a moment was, if you're eating in the product of your own home, eating with your family, that's that chadi chadar. So everybody knows that it's called shteged. So it says the Nachos 3, why should we ask her? We should ask her because of Kol Mash Asa Chol B'Chad B'Chadar, Afim B'Chad B'Chadar Masar. So that Chumra is in Abonet, which is the Chumra of Davi Chumra Marazayim. No Marazayim is the Chumra. So the additional level of Chumra of Afim B'Chad B'Chadar, that the Rabbah claims was only said that the Rais is not by the Abonet. And that reminds me that Ramon is not such a finished. The Ramon has a Tosh, he's given a Tosh, he's given a Tosh, and he says that he's a Tosh. So basically it comes out, Lamaisa, in terms of the funnels, that the Mashal seemed to ask for everything. And the Mashal said that the Chol Shkeim is a real funnel on Zion, but there were all circumstances, because it's out of the rising, there were all and the Ramah said, no, that's a fist. The Ramah says that if it's private, then it's okay. But if it's public, because it is in the Ramah, even the Ramah would be like that. If you're sitting in a restaurant, sitting in a wedding or something, and you want to drink the Chol Shkeim, 100 people around, even the Ramah would be murdered, and that's a problem. Even though it's only just the Rabbanan, because it's not that official, and it's still being in the Yisrael by the time. So, again, it's an Eibishitz, and it's a safer, crazy place. It's not going to be safe in other words. That crazy place. So he said, he thinks that the Chilas covered is Marshal of the Jamal. He thinks that everybody's wrong. He said that this whole Marshal is, it doesn't make any sense for other reasons. Because the Ramah and the Shach and the Mashach was tripling, is the Marasai, not Marasai, it's Bechad of Ramah, this is the whole thing, what kind of, is the Marasai, it says, it's Mishlala, in the case of the Dam, so Dam Dagen, it's called Dam, the Marasai, that's that, it's really blood, it's really blood, I don't know, fish blood, is that real blood? You said real blood, or what is it?
Yeah.
Good, it's real blood. So, my son came, when one day in camp, he came home, they got some fucking cautious for egg, so he came back, come this tremendous chiddush, and you'll never believe this. But Rabbi Oris, which is Rabbi in the Rasha, for the 6-year-old, said Rabbi Oris told us that fish blood you're allowed to eat. How did you know that? You're allowed to eat fish blood. I said, I know that. It's a Rasha. Fish. He was very, very sad about that. So comes the place in terms of you can understand what Chazal made the Isser of Baal Zion on fish blood, because fish blood is the blood. This is David Ezdam. It makes sense. Mashenkin over here, Chol Shkeim is not built. That's a Losh and Mushal, says the Bia. We call it Kogra milk. Kogra milk has no connection between a dead to milk to an animal. So because the because we see a white, liquidy substance, so we call it milk. So he said, so because we had a Mishagrin, we called it milk. We should have called it liquidy shaving cream. I don't know another name for it. So because we called it blush and we heard them call it, so they had to take it to come and get asked about my side. So guess as this is the whole thing about the burn the island, the whole my side business is the burn the island. But anyway, so they have three sheets of the house, that ain't really a problem. Because in Mashal, it's a problem all the time, but the rise of the Rabbah, the Rabbah, the Rabbah, the Rabbah, the according to the Rabbah, So it's never going to be the Araisa, so it's going to be Asr in public, but it's going to be Mukhtar Khadi Khadar. So Shaila, if you come to Banish Allah Khadaisa, we'll close with this. So this is really a Shaila of 30 years ago, when the Parva, creamers, the Parva ice cream, and all these things started at the market, everyone started to get nervous, but this Ramon became famous. You know, for 3-4 years, nobody cared about this Ramon Mashal, but all of a sudden it became a major crisis in the OU in the 1970s. Because what are you going to do with all these pirate stuff? Can we give our stuff or set a restaurant and putting, and bringing part of creamers in, bringing part of ice cream in, should we insist on leaving the cascasse in there, or leaving the shade in there, or the packet? But maybe we should insist that when you're bringing a part of ice cream, right, what is right, in a fancy restaurant, you have to bring the box of ice cream, you have to bring the box of part of ice cream, you bring the box of riches and cream, whatever it is, onto the table, because otherwise there's going to be a problem with modern science. So according to the Marshal, the Marshal is not really dumb. According to the Ramah, in your own home maybe it's going to be more good, but back in public it's going to be a problem. According to the Marshal, it's just even So those that's called a shkeitim. It's not chala milk. We call it milk. Russian and the other we call them milk, but it's not really milk altogether. So the chora, this machlokes out of, so this is talking about machlokes. There was a big issue in Ashkach, so years ago, some places used to manage to insist that they would put the packaging on the table because of the shayla. So the shayla, Pashat Shal is Lucas Manon, because it's not even a Marzain anymore. Everybody knows that it's horrible. So anyone has a wild, you haven't been in that idea, milk of your life skin. So the chora, the whole Marzain doesn't apply. So that's what I'm going to say. That's what I think the Earl is married with Manazet. The Bani Ashokhan doesn't say that, but the Bani Ashokhan says no, he's still married with Manazet. He says the Bani Ashokhan, he says, in the days of the Ramah, everybody was in the Chalosh Shadim, and still the Chalosh Shadim, it wasn't like one guy decided to be Chalosh Shadim. And Hashem gives you the whole recipe about how many people can make Chalosh Shadim, but totally, except for the first thing he gives you, because from his wife, I make the whole story, it was a common thing. So if everyone was in the Chalosh Shadim, still the Chalosh Shadim were about Manazet, and if you see that, you don't say that smart. So Bani Ashokhan says, whatever discussion they had 30 years ago, it's still kind of Manazet. I don't know, I'm not kidding you. Has anyone ever seen this in restaurants now? I don't think anyone's mocking this. I mean, years ago, these seminars, some of the restaurants used to be mocking giving out the taxes, but the star is that it's becoming a bit more common than the color state of all. So, the summer one has a right to be making the money. So, I'll find the study of the wing of the background as to what's considered to be cholo, and I tell them that the bottom of the cholo, the other is cholo. So, again, next year, Tuesday, right? Monday is Labor Day. Okay.